Jesus are a big deal to me. That we look like him, we reason like him, we relate like him, we work like him, we create like him. And this image of God that we have created to be, here's the real sermon. This is all big, one long introduction. But that real image of God that we were created to be gets distorted by one thing, sin. The moment that Adam and Eve have sinned, that image of God has been distorted. That image of God has been stained. That image of God has been twisted, and it's been changed by sin. Every aspect of who we were is distorted by the fall, from our physical well-being to our mental capabilities to our relationships, the way we process things, the way that we govern ourselves. All of this changes. And every bit of history since then is about one thing, the restoring of the image of God in people. You read throughout the Bible, you see about Abraham and Moses and David and Paul. All of this was part of one task, the restoration of the image of God in you and in me. That's the story that's going on. Because what happens here, this restoration is important because when people see you, they form conclusions about God. When people see you, they assume that that's what God's going to be like. Which is why some people who had abusive fathers, that's why they struggle to understand this concept about God being our father, because they go, my father wasn't so much of a nice guy, right? So they kind of struggle with that because when people see us, they form conclusions about God. So the central issue in our walk with God isn't necessarily about our sin management, but it's about this question, who are you? Who are you? And that answer is that you are someone who is created in the image of God. Understanding who we are in Christ is about what our identity is really about. I start off the sermon by asking you, who are you and how you define yourself? Do you define yourself based on the failures that you've done, or do you find yourself based on, I was created in the image of God? I have another little video I want you to see, and this is just a couple minutes long, but it's pretty powerful, so I want you to see this. We were never meant to be identical to God. That we stand next to God kind of like a photograph does of a person. We're meant to be, that photograph may be smaller, it may be a two-dimensional thing, but it's the best way to show in what somebody looks like to the rest of the world. And you and I are part of the most exciting project going on anywhere in our world today, the restoration of the image of God in humanity. And God uses you and I for that. Now, I want you to know, as a human being, you have value, not just because of what you do, but because of who you are, and ultimately, for you Christians, because of who you represent. Over the last little time I've been talking, about 8,000 people approximately have been born during the time we've been talking, all over this world. You know what those 8,000 people all have in common? It's not the country they were born from, it's not their race, it's not the language they're going to grow up speaking. Not all of them even have five fingers and five toes. Not all of them have the same mental capacity. You know what all of them do have? The image of God. Every single one of those 8,000 babies have been born in the time I've been standing up here, have been born in the image of God. And God is using you and he's using me to restore that image to humanity, to show what God is really like. Don't lose sight of how important that is. Don't lose sight of how God wants to use you. And we'll talk a little bit more about this next week as we continue on in this series. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you that we were created by you, created to be like you in so many ways. Thank you for how you have used us to do incredible and mighty things. Thank you for sending Jesus, the perfect representation of what you were like. Jesus, who is God in the flesh and died for our sins, help us to be the photograph that shows the world what Jesus is like. Use our lives for you. For your name we pray. Amen.